Hello, this is Carlos Castellanos. I'm the founder of DrawnBySuccess.com. Welcome to the Drawn by Success Artist Success Blueprint. My mission with Drawn by Success is quite simply to provide creative professionals like you what I believe to be the most valuable support tools necessary to enable you to attract more clients, better clients, and charge higher fees so that you can earn more money, experience more joy and freedom through the art and creativity that you so enjoy. If you've made the decision to obliterate the obstacles keeping you stuck at earning a less than desirable income or working on projects that just don't excite you, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Drawn by Success Artist Success Blueprint. The Artist Success Blueprint is divided into two major parts. Part one, your big reasons why. Part two, my action plan. Part one, your big reasons why, is made up of three audios, each running at about 20 minutes or less. The first of the three audios we cover in part one, your big reasons why, is called your big vision. We help you develop clarity around your purpose and your bigger vision. Recognize the outcome we want from our purpose and vision and why it's important. We also take stock in ourselves at this point. We take stock in where we are right now, what's working and getting results, what's not working, what needs to change, and how to change it. Audio 2 is all about commitment. How committed are you to achieving the success you say you want? We're going to discover that in this audio. The third and final audio for part 1 is entitled Why We Fail to Commit. Your success is an inside job, so we're going to help you identify your motivation. Are you more motivated by pain or pleasure? What moves you? Does fear have a hold of you? We'll help you identify what fears are restricting your growth. We'll also talk about your faith and confidence. We'll also talk about avoidance and distractions, the silent sniper of your dreams. We'll talk about getting focused and eliminating excuses that are keeping you from your creative potential once and for all. Now, a special note here. Don't be tempted to skip over part one and jump headfirst into the admittedly more fun-sounding action plan. Completing the action plan without having first gone through the exercises in part one is frankly putting yourself in a position of repeating the very same mistakes that have kept you from achieving the income and creative work you want all over again. Let's change that starting right now. As I've discussed before, creative ability alone is simply not enough to ensure your success. Neither is marketing and promotion, by the way. Your purpose, what drives you and inspires you deep down to your core, is what will give you the fuel to accomplish your goals and stay focused on what needs to be done, no matter how uncomfortable. Let me ask you something. Do you have a bigger vision of yourself and of your work that extends beyond what you see yourself capable of attaining right now? It's a good question. If so, great. Let's go deeper and develop more clarity around that vision, perhaps even making it more awe-inspiring. If not, now's the perfect time to get in touch with what really drives you, what you really want to create in your life, and get crystal clear about why it's important to you. Make no mistake about it, this is unequivocally the most important piece of finally getting unstuck and moving your life and creative business forward towards increasing your income. Do not gloss over the step. It is by far the most crucial element that we all tend to resist the most. If you're serious about improving your situation, doubling or even tripling your income this year, then you owe it to yourself to get a handle on these important topics once and for all. The second part of the Artist Success Blueprint is the action plan. Most of us tend to get ourselves overwhelmed with the thought of having to put together some overly complicated marketing plan. So it's really no surprise when we don't stick to them for long or just really never get around to creating one. This quick, down and dirty 12-month action plan is simple enough and detailed enough to get you on track and, most importantly, keep you on track. It's divided into three steps. First step is basically a brain dump of everything you want to do this year and then prioritizing your top 10 list. Step two is to create your action plan to physically start filling in your calendar. The third and final step of your action plan is to identify your one big idea. It's the big goal that you're working yourself up to. Everything you do from starting from right now through this action plan lays the groundwork to achieving your big idea. Now, it could be licensing, it could be a product launch of graphic t-shirts or whatever it happens to be for you, but that's what we're going to help you figure out. So let's get started. Hi, this is Carlos Castellanos for DrawnBySuccess.com, and you're here for the Artist Success Blueprint, and I'm here with my good friend and talented illustrator, Bob Ostrom. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Carlos. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, Bob. Thank you for asking. Yeah. All right, so real quick, just want to remind everyone listening what you're going to get here.
Okay.
Overwhelming distractions are a huge problem for all of us as creatives. Besides social media, the internet, iPads and iPhones, and the enormous amount of information we all have at our fingertips to keep us from doing the things we need to do and distract us on a daily basis. On top of that, we have to contend with being creative, which from a behavioral standpoint, we're not typically the kind of people that have a shortage of ideas for projects popping into our heads that we want to work on. Additionally, you know, if you're anything like me, you're probably not always as organized as you could be. So we've created this very strategic blueprint to assist you in getting clear on your goals and an action plan to make it all happen.
Okay.
Which reminds me, this blueprint, while pretty damn nifty, if I do say so myself, does not fill itself out. You need to follow the instructions and actually use it if you want the results. If you follow this plan and do the work, you will get results, guaranteed.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking over the mind map that you shared with me earlier today, and boy, this thing is great. I can't wait to get into it.
Okay, so let's get rocking and rolling here.
Okay.
You guys, sit back. Make yourselves comfortable. Turn off the cell phone. Turn off the computer. Well, not the computer, because then you wouldn't be listening to this. But turn
off. Unless, of course, you're listening on your mobile device.
Right, yeah. So this is what I'm going to ask of you. Carve out some solid time without interruptions. For the first part of this program, you're going to need about an hour to an hour and a half. The second part will probably require about an hour. So you've got 2.5 hours to 3 hours total. You can break it up into however works for you. If you've got family, give them $20, send them out to the mall or something. Send the family to the park for a few hours. Schedule and block out time to work on this uninterrupted. And don't listen to this program while you're working on something else, such as illustration, graphic design, or some other art project. Listen to this when you block out the time to actively work on it. If you listen to it while you're working on something else, you're going to get busy. You have a lot of things on your plate to do. And chances of you actually getting back to this program and actually doing the work and doing the exercises are going to be actually slim to none.
Okay, and I'm going to make another suggestion here. And that is when you're answering some of these questions on this thing, be honest. Don't put down what you think should go there. Put down what's really going on. Otherwise, this thing's not going to work.
Good point, Bob. Part one is called My Reasons Why. I found that, you know, having a reason why and doing what you're doing is really, really important, because, I mean, there's so many small pieces, as we all know, to making a go of any kind of freelance or independent job like what we have, is that we get lost in a lot of the small moving parts. So having that clear vision of why you want to really do something, why it's really important to you, is first and foremost. So create a big vision of what you want your career to look like. I mean, right now we're basically talking about a career, but really in everything, your relationship, your family, home, your health, because all that ties into, you know, your productivity and your career, right?
Sure. So give me an example of the big vision. Let's say that we are going to be filling this out for Drawn by Success. What's the big vision? What does it look like?
I want to help as many people as I can be able to make a go of their creative profession, incorporating into their lifestyle, you know, what their interests are, and kind of incorporating that, embodying it through your art, so that you're playing a much bigger game other than just being a hired hand. For Drawn by Success, that's my vision for that, is really to create a movement of artists that are really motivated to to do the best that they can, earn the most money that they can so that they can enjoy the freedom and stuff with their family and give back to their art or to whatever else they think is important to them.
Okay. All right. So we've got our big vision. What comes next?
Once you've decided what your big vision is for yourself, for your business, it's time to figure out what your real outcome is. What is it that you're looking to get out of that big vision? Is it more money? Is it more time? Is it to grow your business and hire people on? Is it more free time with the family? Is it working with a specific client? Is it identifying a particular niche where you can just go into and just work on a very, very, very narrow market? This is the time to figure out the reason why your big vision is important. It's your outcome. Without this, your big vision just becomes a big blurry goal that at the first sign of trouble, you're going to bail on and you're not going to follow through with continuing your path towards it. So it's really, really important to figure out what your final outcome is for your big vision. Okay, and to help reinforce that vision, that outcome, you can create a visual representation of what your big vision or your outcome is through a really, really powerful technique like we discussed with Christina Merkley through graphic facilitation, for example, where she creates a lot of graphics for corporate clients and individuals to help them tie their goals and their desires in a visual format where they can see it on a daily basis. So for us, for example, since we are creative and very visual oriented, we can create mind maps, for example, vision boards of artwork or a combination of artwork and photographs that represent what our final outcome is and what our big vision is for ourselves, right? So maybe we can see ourselves through our graphic representations of mind maps and vision boards, see ourselves actually already accomplishing our goal. This is a really, really powerful technique, especially for visually oriented individuals. So it's something that you want to create, and you can post it around your office, around your home, post it as many places as you can. You can create a wallpaper for your desktop so that you're seeing it on a daily basis. It's just a really, really powerful technique. Bob, and the reason why this is so important is because it keeps you focused. It keeps you focused on your ultimate final goal so that we don't get distracted. We get so easily overwhelmed and distracted nowadays with so many things that we have coming at us.
It's easy to get distracted and you see somebody doing something. Oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, I should do that. Maybe I should try this. Maybe I should try that.
Without this big vision, it's going to be really easy to start chasing all those little shiny objects and different ideas. Mm-hmm. It'll also keep you from shrinking into mediocrity and playing a smaller game, you know, before you get pounded down by rejection and all sorts of other negative stuff that you're bound to come across.
It does happen. Right? Yeah, we all come across that.
Yeah, we all get pounded down. So it's really important to have that. Taking stock is the second part of it. And it's basically, you know, this is where I think a lot of people fail. They don't want to do this. It's a lot of work. It's right. A lot of internal stuff. But as you and I know, you know, a lot of large part of success as a creative is the internal work that you do on yourself. It's not just
right.
The creative stuff.
Right. So as we talk about taking stock, we want to know, like, where are you now? What's working? What needs to change? That kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
So where are you now financially, with your health, relationships, spiritually, and how you feel about yourself and everything around you, your clients and so forth?
Now this is the part when I mentioned earlier being honest about it. This is where it's really going to count.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is really the most important part, because it's really what you connect with as a human being, as a creative. You know, this is what you're going to connect to emotionally, and this is really what's going to get you past all the harder hurdles that you're bound to find in your career.
Okay.
So take stock of, you know, where you are now. If you're not happy where you are financially, figure out, you know, what it is. What would make you happy? You know, what number would make you happy? What needs to be done? And really connect with that. I mean, if you're really not happy with where you are financially, don't just gloss over it and try to ignore it and find other distractions to keep you from having to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, delve into that and really connect with the pain involved in that, because the pain that you feel there is really going to be the motivation for you to get out of that.
Right. And we had talked about some of this other stuff on an earlier show when we were talking about the hyper-creative, right? So a lot of times when we look at where we're at now and we're taking stock, we ignore things like health and relationship and, you know, your spiritual self. Try not to ignore these. These are important things. You know, if you're not healthy or, you know, if something is suffering other than your business, it's going to affect how you run your business and how things go with your business. So, you know, don't ignore these other things here. They're there for a reason.
Absolutely. I mean, all those things are intertwined tightly. So really take a close look at these things and make a point of working on it. The next is, you know, what's not working, you know. If you've been freelancing, you know, for 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, and you've kind of stagnated and you can't seem to break past a certain level of the type of work you're working on or income, look at, you know, what's not working. You know, make a list of that.
Yeah, this is another place where it's really important to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we get caught in trying these things because everybody else is doing it. But if it's not working for you, make sure, first of all, that you're giving it you're all. You and I have talked about this,
sure,
even with our own projects that we've got, mm-hmm, going on. If something's not working, it could be just because you might have the right information, you're just not applying it, and you're not applying it consistently.
Right.
So take a close look at that. Why is something not working? Is it because what you're doing isn't, you know, doesn't work for you, or maybe you're not implementing it the way it should be implemented? So if you're out there trying to get more work and you're not marketing, well, it's not the clients and it's not the economy. You're just not marketing.
Yeah, sure.
So take a close look at that. Also, once you get past that, is what needs to change? Is it your circle of influence? Are you around people that are a bunch of naysayers and doom and gloomers?
We've talked about this before, too. Yeah, it's important to surround yourself with people who will encourage you to do your best.
Yeah, that are going to be supportive. And, you know, that's the whole purpose of Drawn by Success here and introducing you to some of the people that we interview here. Is to give you that somewhat virtual circle of influence, right? So also stop, you know, disempowering or self-sabotaging behavior or patterns. You know, acknowledge, you know, certain things you might be doing that aren't working in your best interest. One thing that I was doing for a while, and I found myself being very unproductive, is the first thing in the morning I'd start checking email.
Yeah.
Wow, what a mistake. You know, I went months, you know, without realizing what, you know, what was going on. And I, you know, because of my schedule, there's only a small window of opportunity that I have to be creative in my day. And that's once I drop the kids off and I come back. So if I take that window of opportunity to start checking email, which is the time of the day for me that is the most quiet, it's just not a good time to do it. Because I can do that when the kids are here later.
Yeah, sure.
My creative time is when I need the most silence in the house so I can really gather my thoughts and really get into the zone. So if I start occupying that valuable time with the wrong things, then when I do have to tackle my creative stuff, now the environment isn't conducive to that. So, you know, take a look at your disempowering behavior and patterns in your work time that aren't working for you.
Also, yeah. Look at things that make you procrastinate.
Yeah, procrastinate.
There are times during your day where certain things tend to just jibe for you, right? So, like, I know when I'm working, I my best writing, and I don't do a lot of writing, but my best writing comes in the morning. So I try to capitalize on that and say, okay, I'm going to set aside an hour, you know, on these days to just do a little writing for the blog or for, you know, for Drawn by Success or whatever. And then I know that when it comes to getting the artwork done, you know, the best time is before the kids get home from school. So I try to focus that time on doing artwork, you know, and then make phone calls late in the afternoon or whatever, you know. So you get the idea where these things will sort of come together for you.
Yeah, so you have, like, your creative time and your production time is really how I classify it. And also, you know, in looking at what needs to change once you've acknowledged the things that could be improved on, is getting the specialized knowledge that you need in order to improve those situations.
Right.
So if there's something that you need to change but you don't have the knowledge or you don't have the information, make the effort to invest in getting the information or finding the knowledge.
Yeah, this one's huge.
That could be huge. Either calling somebody up, a friend of yours, or someone who has expertise in a certain area. But, you know, I hear a lot, and with a lot of the people that listen to the show, is that I don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or there's full of excuses. Mm-hmm. The point is that if it's something that needs to be done, it needs to be done, right? So find a way to do it. You either have the time or you have the money, but you need to put the effort to get that resource solved. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning your wheels and looking at the same problem. And it's the reason why a lot of people make New Year's resolutions year after year after year and not get the results is because they hit this roadblock, but then they don't mm-hmm. do anything to solve the problem. Right?
Exactly.
So they keep hitting the same wall over and over and over again. And I guarantee you a good 90% of the people listening to this right now can relate to this.
So quit being cheap and get the stuff done.
Well, it's either not just cheap. I mean, either spending the time or spending the money. One of the two. If you don't have enough time, if you don't have enough money, then you've got time. If you don't have enough time, then you've got the money. So it's either one or the other. But get it resolved. Make a commitment to get the knowledge that you need.
And right. Yeah. So don't let that hold you back. Yeah. We see this a lot. This is one of those kind of things. It's that thing like. I'll never learn this program. I can't even program a VCR, It's just like, well, just sit down and get it done.
Get it done one piece at a time. I mean, how do you eat an elephant, Bob?
Yep. I eat an elephant one piece at a time, Carlos.
Yeah, I'd eat them the same way, but I don't eat elephants.
Those are endangered. You can't eat an elephant.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to jail for that. So to piggyback off the, getting the specialized knowledge that you need, there's a new book I co-wrote a month or so ago. It's called The Ultimate Success Secret. You might have heard about it, Bob.
I did, and I downloaded my free chapter.
Oh, very good. Look at you. We're going to supply the link to that free chapter, because that free chapter that I write about in that book talks specifically about taking action on getting the knowledge that you need. And it's a great chapter. It's also co-written by Dan Kennedy, which is a well-known marketing expert. But it's a great chapter, and really, in an entertaining way, kind of explains the importance of getting the specialized knowledge that you need, and why you really shouldn't be coming up with excuses not to do that.
Well, is the whole book available yet, Carlos?
Yeah, it's actually available.
And
on,
where would we find that?
You can find that on drawmysuccess.com. Thank you for the plug, Bob.
See how I did that?
I like that. Wow. All that marketing training is coming in handy. Yeah, it's on drawnbysuccess.com/success book. So if you go there, you can get it. If you follow the link that you're going to get with this audio, you're actually going to be able to get that book for half the price, because it's listed for $19.95, I think it is the cover price on that.
Mm-hmm.
And through this link, you'll be able to download the free chapter, and then you'll be given the opportunity to purchase the book for, I think it was like $9.95 or something like that.
So rock on.
50% off right there. Bang! Just like
there
that.
There you go. Another Carlos birthday present.
So anyway, moving on. Like we were talking about, then commit to solving issues holding you back, right? Investing in yourself, getting the support you need. All those things are part of taking stock in yourself.
Sure.
And we've talked about investing in yourself a gazillion times.
Oh, yeah. And we will continue to talk about that.
Right. Because if you've listened to Drawn by Success, for any length of time, you've noticed that most of the successful creatives that we've had on all share one thing in common. They've all invested in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk a little bit about committing to investing in yourself and why people don't do it, but a little later. But mm-hmm. All these people, what they have in common is that they've invested in themselves. They see an area where they need help and support,
sure.
and they do not hesitate to get it
because
they're clear on their bigger vision, their bigger view of what they want for themselves, what they want for their businesses, what they want to be able to give back. So they understand the value, investing in themselves to be able to get themselves to that point. We talk about growing your business.
Mm-hmm.
And actually a mentor of mine had mentioned, can't remember one of the talks she was having, but she was talking about how we don't grow our businesses grow us.
Yeah.
And that was so profound to me because it's so true.
They
if
really
you don't
do,
grow,
don't
your
they?
Business
yeah.
doesn't grow.
Yeah, because you'll find things that you come across that you never thought you would do, but then all of a sudden you realize, hey man, if I don't invest in my business, who's gonna, right? And people aren't gonna take you seriously. You go from being a business to a hobby.
Yeah. So it was like Suzanne Evans at that event last year talked mm-hmm. about being a beau or a hoe, right? So either you're a business owner or you're a hobby owner, And if you're not investing in yourself, investing back into your business to get the knowledge that you need to be able to compete and make yourself better, because it's not just about making your art better, it's making yourself better as a business person, as a business owner, expanding your mind in different ways so that you can get your art out there in a bigger way. If you're not doing that, you're just a hobby owner.
Yeah, and you know, I like the part that you mentioned about competition, because your competition is investing in themselves, and you can't compete with them if you're not going to invest in yourself.
This is what I found and with a lot of other people that we've interviewed as well. I'm glad you brought up this point. This wasn't even in my notes. A large part of that is also when you start investing in yourself and you start expanding your mm-hmm. mind and your knowledge and your perspective, what happens is you start realizing that you're in less competition with other people, and mm-hmm. you start forging your own way in
yeah.
areas where you have even less competition. Really, you almost eliminate competition at that point. Anne Ray, mm-hmm. which we interviewed, talks about that in her Blue Ocean Strategies that she mm-hmm. talks that she does with her artists. And it's so true, because once you start expanding your mind like that, you no longer are confined to the same way everybody else is looking at doing their thing. You
yeah.
start expanding and really start seeing other opportunities that other people don't see. You start being able to acknowledge how you can fit into those opportunities and see how you can give and sell something of value to people who are in need of something specialized that you didn't even know existed before.
Exactly.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm right there with you, buddy.
Excellent, Bob. So that concludes the first of three audios under part one, Your Big Reasons Why. The second audio, we're going to be talking about commitment.
Right. So this would be the point where you guys could just take a quick break, grab your notebooks or whatever, and then we'll see you again on part two.